Hey, what company?
Bay Area Eddie, what's going on?
How are you?
That's my new nickname for you.
Well, come on over and visit.
I want to. I need to.
You know, winter time, get out of the snow for a good 10 days, go to Napa, drive to the wineries.
Oh, you're making it sound
weather.
You're making it sound really, really appealing right now. My parents are headed over to Los Angeles next week to visit my brother. I should probably head out west with them.
Oh, that's right. You got a brother that lives here on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a reason, a very good reason to get out there.
Have you ever visited him out in L.A.?
Yes. Yep. A handful of times. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? Bay Area is Northern California is much different.
I hear it's he actually has a close friend that grew up in the Bay Area, and my parents have been up in San Francisco as well and visited, and they said it's absolutely wonderful.
It's different because, you know, in L.A. you're on the freeway and, you know, everything's so spread out. Bay Area is much more tighter, but with a 45-minute drive, you could be here in the city, and in 45 minutes, let's say an hour, you could be cruising through the vineyards, right, of all of the wine producers, major wine producers, and each one of them have a tasting room. Most of them have a deli, right? Grab a sandwich here, grab a glass of wine, sit out in our patio or in our garden overlooking the vineyards. And, you know, they're all set up this way. So you could easily spend, you know, an hour here, an hour there, and taste, right? Order wine if you're a wine drinker, or just enjoy the scenery, you know? It's a totally different vibe, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
You know? So,
Do you live in the city, or do you live outside of the city?
I live outside of San Francisco by 30 minutes. We call it the East Bay, which is Berkeley, Oakland, California. You know, they're housing communities in that sense, right?
Okay.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
like how maybe Brooklyn is to New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just cross a bridge, and you're in more residential houses, you know, grass and so forth, right?
Right, right. I understand.
But if you travel an hour, it's a world that typically you don't find on the East Coast. And if you don't like wine or vineyards or, you know, food and blah, 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 you could travel 2 hours and be in Monterey, which is a coastal city, and Pebble Beach, Carmel. That's a whole different vibe. It's kind of a – I have never been to the Hamptons, but I would imagine it's in that – taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit quieter, and you have the water, and you have, you know, super nice houses, but of course mixed in with really great, you know, food places. Quaint, you know, it's very quaint. And these are all day trips. You can use San Francisco as the base, right? And you can go to these places and go for the day and then come back. So it's kind of a cool thing that we have. It's just not San Francisco proper in that sense. We have really within an hour a lot of other different places that you can visit, easy drive, right? And we don't have snow here, right? So
the most appealing part of all.
Well, you know, people rent convertibles, right? Throw down the top, it's cool weather, but they turn on the heaters and off and go, right? So it's kind of like, oh, okay. But yeah, if you come, I guarantee you, you know, I think it's a worthwhile experience. And of course, if you're with me, you're going to get the best Chinese food. And,
I love it.
So if that's not tempting enough, you know, you say, honey, take care of the kids. I'll see you in about a week. And I'll know I'm not married when I come back for sure.
Oh boy, I don't want you to get me any trouble, Eddie.
Just don't post photos on Instagram. No,
yep.
It's all good. Actually, I'm glad you called. Did you or did you not say you guys now are doing lab?
I do, yes.
All right. Do you have a Excel spreadsheet or is everything loaded onto the website?
I mean, I can send a list to you via email if you'd like.
If it's easy, I just had, coincidentally, literally last night, a guy was asking me about 1.5 carat to 2 carat ovals. And I'm only looking for, labs is different. They're all higher end anyway, right? D through F and VS1 and above. D through F, VS1 and above, and, minimal bow tie. So if you've got any in a sheet or a list, just send it to me so I can start quoting and pricing.
Okay, for sure.
All right?
Yep,
it's a cheap sale, I know, but, you know.
Hey, we try to please everybody at the end of the day, right?
Well, it's still a sale one way or the other, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
In this instance, I can make a little bit more money. Retailers are making a ton of money, but for us as wholesalers, we're making, $100. It's like, God, that's shipping.
Right? Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah, it's hard to make a living on these items that are under $1,000.
It's not going away. So if someone asks, I say, sure, I can
mm-hmm.
source for you and just find out, And if it's a higher-end piece, then, I could squeeze another, $200 out of it, but still it's nothing like natural. But anyway, I got the call. So 1.5 to 2 carat, high color, VS1, VVS is fine, but the cut is important. Don't give me a crappy cut. Are you guys sending everything through what, IGI, GIA,
All of ours are sorted through IGI, Eddie.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal for right now. This category, the end consumer is really not minding, right, the non-GIA sorted stones, right? IGI is totally fine, right? And because their knowledge has not quite developed yet, but IGI offers a piece of paper, obviously, right? So
right,
that's
and
the only thing
in
that
all reality, the IGI lab groans that I look at, they
mm-hmm.
I mean they're accurately represented. It's not like I find GIA certified labs to be any better, graded in my opinion. I've seen a couple.
Actually,
of
not so much for color and clarity. I'm really after the cut grade. Right, that excellent
mm-hmm.
grade. It's a truly an X, triple X stone in that sense, or an oval. Is it really a XX stone? Right. So
mm-hmm.
that's what people are kind of like. Oh, can I have BG or better? Sure, you can have BG or better, right? Because it's lab grown, right? They're not cutting crap, so to speak. So, send me a quick list. Let me see if we can push out one sale that way. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just sent over an email to you, Eddie. It looks like a good portion are out on memo, but I can chase anything back.
No,
I know a
I'm
lot
not
of my...
I don't need them in stock yet. Let me.
Right.
This guy's
okay.
Just asking for costing, and I'll give him your costing first, okay?
Okay. All right, cool.
Cool. All right, that works out great. All right, thanks a lot.
Well,
appreciate it.
Have a great day, and enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.